This week, the Saratoga County Board of Supervisors Law and Finance Committee advanced a measure proposed by County Clerk Craig Hayner and Sheriff Michael Zerlo to remove the Saratoga County seal from state-issued letters to county residents requesting pistol permit renewals. Under the SAFE Act, in March, the state will be sending out 3,000 recertification letters to permit holders in Saratoga County. Sheriff Zerlo said if pistol permit holders are not in compliance with the law and after the Supreme Court's decision to revoke a license, his office will be required to collect the holder's firearms. Zerlo said collection and storage of firearms is not something his office is willing to do.
I don't have the manpower or the facilities to store these guns. So I would try to direct the judge to have either another local police agency or state police to go out and seize these guns. I just don't feel it's just an added burden for me and my department here, and I just don't have the resources to do it.
Pistol permits are processed through the sheriff's office. Hadley Supervisor Arthur Mo Wright, vice chair of the Law and Finance Committee, said he disagrees with the SAFE Act and the inclusion of the Saratoga County seal on the letters to be sent to holders of pistol permits.
I don't think it was a well thought out law anyways, and I don't see where this is going to protect the American citizens any more than our gun laws already on the books. But I think the county's concern with this is, the state wants to use our county seal to put on these letters that the state police is going to send out, and just to try to take the burden off of them and put it on the counties to, make it look like the counties are the ones at fault with this faulty law. And I don't think it's right.
Controversy around the SAFE Act and gun rights has swirled in Saratoga Springs. Protesters have made themselves visible at gun shows that are held throughout the year at the Saratoga Springs City Center, particularly in January of 2013, just weeks after the shootings at Sandy Hook Elementary School. Saratoga Springs Supervisor Matthew Veach, chair of the Law and Finance Committee, said he expects the measure to pass a vote by the full board on Tuesday afternoon. Veach said he supports the measure because the SAFE Act puts burdens on county governments.
The regulations that the SAFE Act, put on people, put on governments, I guess, should I say, to, do re-registrations and add some layers to the processes that we have out there, have kind of put an undue burden on the counties, and we don't really feel like we should be, a party to that kind of thing.
Veach said he believes that the law is the law when it comes to the SAFE Act, but is in support of changing some procedural aspects of it.
For me, it's not so much SAFE Act yes or no. It's more of, the burden that's put on the county and the procedural part of it that gives me a problem.
Meanwhile, Republican State Senator Kathy Marchione of Half Moon has launched an online petition calling for the repeal of the SAFE Act, calling it unconstitutional. In December, Buffalo federal judge William Scretany ruled the SAFE Act's banning of assault-style weapons and large-capacity magazines constitutional. Leah Barrett, executive director of New Yorkers Against Gun Violence, said opposition to the SAFE Act is largely influenced by the gun industry lobby and said the acts of protest from local officials does not surprise her.
This doesn't surprise us, but it's not representative of the views of most of New Yorkers who see the New York SAFE Act as a law that will protect New Yorkers from gun violence. All the provisions are eminently reasonable.
The New York State Rifle and Pistol Association filed a lawsuit last year calling for the repeal of the SAFE Act. Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau on the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.